Gabriele's interview is interesting for all those who want to engage in scientific studies, specifically in renewable energies, and those who wonder whether it is a good idea to do a PhD or not. Gabriele is a doctoral researcher on energy systems optimization. He tells us about his personal path to becoming a researcher and his choice of research versus the corporate world. Gabriele, I'm so happy to have you on my podcast. We have a special relation because you're my nephew.
I'm your nephew.
But you have a very interesting profession, and this is why I chose you, and thank you for accepting. So in a nutshell, can you tell me what you do today?
In a nutshell, I'm working as a postdoctoral researcher for the Engineering University INSA in Lyon. And I focus my researches on optimization of energy systems. In particular, I'm trying to develop new ways of analyzing the data that we use for our simulations and some new ways, maybe more optimized ways of using real-world data to have actual results on energy systems that can be reused to size or control the energy systems that we are currently developing for a more sustainable future with renewable energies.
Renewable energies, that's yes. Awesome. So you're a PhD, you've done your thesis last year, so in it was September 2022, so congratulations.
Yes.
And before that, you studied energy engineering. Can you tell me what was your path, you know, from when you finished high school, basically, up to today?
Yeah.
How did you know what you wanted to do?
Well, actually, when I finished my high school, I wanted to become a biologist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, more on natural sciences.
Okay.
But I think I guess I let most of my friends and parents and also relatives saying that maybe that path wasn't good, especially for work. So now sometimes I regret a bit of it. Mm. But even if I chose to study engineering, I tried to be as much as I could related to nature or sustainability. So I chose energy engineering. I actually regret to do not have studied the natural sciences, but it was fun to just be fully immersed into math and physics, especially because now I'm working on something that I like and is mostly related to our environment. So when I chose this path, I was always looking in the future to be working for something that was nature related or environmentally related. So that's why I chose this path when I started energy engineering in Rome. And then I wanted to go abroad to see more things. And I went to Paris for my master's degree. Then I wanted to keep going into research because I really loved research, like the way researchers, they were carrying their job, investigating things, being curious, not money oriented, even if, I mean, we need money for our researches, but the point is not being profitable. Mm-hmm. And so that's why then I decided to enroll into a PhD. And now, yes, I'm working as a researcher for the university. And I hope that maybe this career will develop fruitfully for some super cool topics that I could develop in the future.
Yeah.
Always environmentally related.
Which is very good for our planet, for sure. So thank you on behalf of everyone to caring in these studies. Now, I want to backtrack a bit. So you, because in Europe you have 2+3, right? So you have the main 2 years and then you do 3. Is that right?
Yes. So, I mean, I think In Italy, it's 3 plus 2.
Okay.
And then plus 3, so it's plus 8 if you want, because okay. you are considered as a student. You're still a student. So
okay.
you're finishing your academic path. So if you want to pursue as a PhD, you are reaching like the top of the academic path that you could imagine for your life.
Okay.
Once you have done your PhD, then it's done. Like, you can't go further than that. And what you aspire to could be, well, yes, being a researcher, but also you can be a professor. But since you have carried out like a project, a personal project, which lasted 3 or 4 years, I think you develop also some skills, you know, for project management, personal project management, autonomy, being autonomous on tasks, and tons of other tasks that maybe most of the people underestimate, because when you're a PhD, they mostly consider you as a guy who spends most of his time in a library, maybe. But we actually
it's not
have
true.
A lot of yeah, no, it's not true.
Okay. Where else do you go when you're a PhD student?
Where else?
What did you do?
Well, it depends on which kind of PhD you're carrying on. My PhD was mostly numerical, so I spent most of my time on my laptop and on my notebook, writing down equations and then coding them, and then making a lot of bibliography, reading out other people's works around the world, trying to get an idea, a glance on what I was working on and which kind of path I should follow to develop maybe new things and explore new areas that haven't been explored. It's always hard to know, I mean, what I'm doing, like what you are doing, because you never know till maybe you get some results. And at that point, you can evaluate if that path that you chose was correct or not. And that could take time. That's why, like, there is the myth of I mean, it's not a myth, actually, because there are some stats about...
It's true.
Yes, there are some stats about the actual people that get to the end of the PhD. And most of the people actually abandon it because psychologically, it's quite a battle. You know, sometimes you think that what you're doing is useless and... you spend a lot of time on something that in the end, it turns out it's not working. And so you have to change again path and explore new ways. And that takes time. And in the end, when you are finishing your 3-4 years of PhD, you maybe not have enough results or you're not fully satisfied with your work. It's a tricky adventure and
it's
hard. Like it's really hard. And I mean, it's really the peak of your academic path. So if the undergrad and the master were hard, then the PhD, it's like the cherry on the cake. It's
of hardship.
It's, yes. Yeah.
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 Like a suggestion, an advice for someone who has finished university and is thinking of doing a PhD would be really like you really want it, like you gotta be committed and not give up along the way. Or what would you say now that you've done your PhD?
I think the best way to start to choose the PhD way and then keep on going on it, it's to be just motivated at the beginning. What does it mean? It means that you like research, you like to spend time on reading out present works and what people are currently developing, and then brainstorm ideas and choose some of them and then start to develop them from scratch. And you actually get pleasure in discovering things and studying them, because you never stop studying, actually. Even if you're not studying with books or you're not following the exercises that your professor give to you, you are the professor of yourself, and you have to explore your own way of research. Like you create your own research and you are developing your own set of skills that allows you to keep on this work that no one else can do for you. And of course, I mean, it's really important to have a good tutor and a good professor that follows you along the way. But developing some autonomy and trying to stay motivated and focused on what you decided to do, it's really important. So if you, at the beginning, you don't like the academic way of seeing things, but you mostly maybe would like to work for a company where you do your task, your short-term tasks, which lasts maybe 1 or 2 weeks, and you go on with that, then, I mean, it's totally fine. But PhD is more, or research, there, it's more long-term tasks. Like long-term means 3 or 4 months of developing and then see the results of it.
After now discussing your thesis, do you find it useful for your next chapter in your life, in your professional life?
Yes. Yeah, discussing my thesis was like the ultimate exercise for maybe whatever presenting skill you would like to have, because you have to condense your 3-4 years work into 45 minutes presentation. You have to go straight to the point, but at the same time, you have to present a story. You have to narrate what you have developed in those last years. You have to be critic. You have to be also, you have to have a look at the future. It means once you finish to present your work, you actually have an idea on what should be done next to improve what you have done the last 3 years. They don't expect you to present super good results because, I mean, unfortunately, not all of us have the ability of develop the new theory of relativity or something like that. But in the end, just being critic and give to the scientific community one little more spark to develop new things, I think that's the objective of the PhD and research itself in the end. It's to spark new light along the way and then give new inputs to people to develop new things. And you are contributing to that with your own work. So I think this is what I think I was pretty happy about that. I respected this concept that I was always repeating to myself. I'm not a genius. I'm just a hard worker. So I want to give to other people the opportunity to keep on going my work. And also me, myself, I want to apply what I've learned to other topics or other fields and try to enlighten more and more sparks. And you can do that through your research, of course, and sharing it. And also, once you have done your PhD, you can also accompany just lead, give new ideas to new PhD students or new or just students, because during your PhD, and also after your PhD, when you're doing your postdoc, you can have how do you say that in English? Like you can, I'm thinking in French, I'm sorry. Tutora. You can teach to students, yes. Yeah, you can teach to students. And that's also a good way of spreading the word, if you want.
And the message.
Yes.
Because now you have chosen to continue research and you have applied for one more year at university. What is for you the difference between working as a researcher and working for a company? And why do you choose research?
I actually had the possibility during my PhD to collaborate with the company. I had a look on both sides.
Okay.
And as I was saying before, I guess the main difference is that when you are working for a company, you need to be efficient. Yes, you need to be efficient on the short term. So even if results are not good, but they work and they do the job, then it's fine. And you should not be that critic. Like you just say, yeah, it works. Okay, let's go on with the next task. That's done. Whilst when you work as a researcher, tasks are long-term tasks because you really investigate deep inside the small things of the task. And you see what other people have done. You test things. You try to invent new ways of seeing the problem. Some of them doesn't work. It's okay. You then work out new ways of doing it. Just reading the work that other people has done takes a lot of time because you need to have a glance of what people are investigating. So it's really a meticulous job, and that's why it takes time. And it's way more critical because you really go into the figures and the numbers, and you question them, and you question yourself, and you question people around you. Whilst when you work for a company, that doesn't happen very often. And I mean, I could have seen it while working for the company for which I was doing my PhD.
I see. And also, yeah, so there's a constraint with business and corporates that...
Yes, a lot of constraints with business and corporate, and research sometimes cannot be public. So even if you're developing something, it should stay confidential.
Which was your case with the company that you did the PhD with?
My PhD thesis, it's confidential for 5 years, starting from September. So it will be available publicly in 2027.
Okay, that means that the findings, if the company wants to use your findings, they can. And then
exactly.
They have exclusive access to your thesis.
Yes. Yes, I'm trying to work out a way because I want to write two articles concerning the job, the work that I've performed for my PhD.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find a way to write the article, but still preserving the confidentiality that they asked me to have for the work.
Because I believe they paid for your PhD, is that correct?
Yes, in this case, 50% owned by the university and 50% owned by the company.
Ah, okay. So it's in their interest to... And does the university have also rights to your thesis?
Yes, the university has access to the work, yes.
Oh, okay, as well, so... Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so it makes sense because that was my next question. Like, because you said you're still a student as a PhD, but you're being paid like as a professional does, because you're not being paid when you're doing university or high school. But so you're kind of already in a work mode, but you're still studying. Is the money you receive enough for you to sustain yourself while you're doing your PhD?
It depends on the country you are working.
Okay.
I was paid enough, actually, to sustain myself. So I guess...
In France.
Yes. And it also depends on which subject you're working on. Because if you are doing a PhD on science, hard science, like engineering, then... There is a lot of money that is given by the country itself to develop new things. Like, because, I mean, the techniques is needed, technology is needed, and research
energy.
Is a way.
Not just for energy,
but also for other things. Whilst if you work for literature, philosophy, soft science. I mean, still a science, but a different science. Mm-hmm. Then there is way less money, and that's a problem that we have.
Maybe because there's also less implementation, like in terms of business implementation for software.
It's actually stated that the people that are doing research on literature, philosophy, or political sciences, or whatever, are less paid than. People who are working on hard science, engineering, neurobiology, or I don't know, other topics concerning that.
Do you think that it was good for you to start a PhD right after university, or in hindsight, would you have wanted to wait a bit, work, and then do a PhD?
I don't know. It depends on people. I have a lot of colleagues who, before starting their PhD, they went working for a company, but then they changed their mind and they wanted to explore. So this way of working, because it's completely different. You can't hide the fact that when you're working for a company, you respect the 35, 40 hours of working that you have during the week. Whilst when you are a PhD, you are the master of yourself. Like you decide when to work and how to work. And in the end, you just need to get done, like to have the results and your research complete. It doesn't matter how do you do it, but what doesn't matter is what you have then in the end. And you can work 50 hours for 1 week and maybe you work 20 hours another week. And in the end, if you have the same results, then it doesn't matter. So you're pretty free to handle your time when you're doing research.
Which is also an important point that I would like to highlight, because I know that you're a very free spirit and you want to spend your time in nature. You're a great climber. Does the research choice of research also reflect your need to be in nature and the fact that you can have more flexible hours?
Yeah, or totally. Not?
Yeah, totally.
I always have this discussion with my friends, because I mean a lot of my friends are also researchers, PhD students.
Yeah.
And I guess we always arrange our time schedule to then organize things which are of course not concerning the PhD and the work itself. Because we have this gift of mastering our time as we want, whilst my friends friends who are working for companies, they are mostly stacked.
They're, everyone else, and, basically.
Yes, and they have their Saturday, Sunday free. Yeah, I mean, this is a huge advantage. I always have valued more my free time over money. So... Even if my salary is way less than maybe someone who works for a private company, which is for sure that I know, I am really happy about the choice that I made, because I have a lot of free time. Like I can handle my free time as I want.
Yeah.
So that's a huge advantage. Yeah. That's more than money for sure.
Yeah. I see your point for sure. And also are you able to be like a digital nomad if you want it?
Yes. I'm also on that side. I'm pretty free of working whatever I want, especially because I'm mostly working on numerical development. So I'm not into experimental research, so I do not have to be in the lab. So I'm pretty free of working whatever I want. So I try to arrange 2 or 3 days per week of smart working, as they define it. But if I want to come back in Italy, just visiting my family, I can arrange of maybe moving on Wednesday, and then smart working on the train, and then Tuesday, Friday, working there from my parents' home, enjoy the weekend, and then come back. So that's pretty...
Which is great, yeah.
Pretty great, yes.
Pretty great. So if we were to see each other, you know, talk on the podcast in 5 years from now, let's say 2028, what do you think, where do you think you're going to be? What do you think you're going to be doing?
So far, I mostly talk about maybe positive things. I mean, there are also some drawbacks, because in the end, the PhD, as I said, it's a meticulous work, and sometimes it doesn't work out. So it could be really stressful at some point, especially when you are writing down your thesis, and that's maybe the most stressful point of your PhD. Or when you're writing articles and they get rejected by reviewers or because it takes a lot of time to write down articles. And so sometimes it can get really frustrating and stressful. And as I was saying before, I don't really know the stats, but I guess maybe around 50% of PhD students that just abandon the PhD to do something else. Because sometimes it gets really, really stressful. But now that I'm done and I'm working as a researcher and I'm more relaxed and I like it, so I will say that in 5 years, I will pursue maybe this way. And I always know that if at some point I get annoyed by research and the research world, I can just switch and try out the industrial way and see if it works out. So next year's I planned to be really flexible and trying to investigate all these ways. So now I'm working as a researcher, but who can say that I'm not gonna work as an industrial in 3 years, just to see how does it work and if I like it more than research. So just I want to stay flexible for the next 5 years and see how does it work for both sides.
And I wish you all the best. And I know that all the doors are open for you. I mean, you have chosen definitely a very leading industry and subject. So energy, it's in everybody's subject topic and news and so forth. So it's definitely going to be your time and of everybody that will be choosing this this field. So I wish you plenty of success, whatever for you is success, which is very personal. And we'll see in 5 years. All right. And,
okay.
It's a date. I'm sure in 5 years there will be plenty of new stories that Gabriele will tell us, and I can't wait. So we got plenty of advice in the field of energy engineering, research, doctoral studies, renewable energies, and I hope that Gabriele's personal choices and life experience will help you navigate through your own choices. Stay tuned for more interviews. Bye for now.